That mistrust between Israelis and Palestinians that Seidemann just described is not just palpable in Jerusalem. This next story is about a Palestinian man who lives in Tel Aviv, and he's gained sudden fame in Israel, as we hear in this report from Rebecca Collard.
In the past 3 weeks, Ziad Abulhawa has received dozens of media requests. The 28-year-old Palestinian has become famous in Israel. Not for some grainy image of a knife attack. It's because he took a selfie next to a racist note left by one of his neighbors in his apartment block in central Tel Aviv.
With what's happening lately here, somebody put a note about there is an Arab living in the building, and with the current situation, we cannot be indifferent about it, and we need to sit down all together and check him out and to see if he's legit, basically.
Of course, that Arab was Abulhawa, and he'd been living in this building for years. So what did he do?
And I took a selfie, of course, and I put it on my Facebook.
Abulhawa's friends started sharing his selfie, and soon it had over 6,000 likes and 500 comments on Facebook.
And then at the beginning, I was like laughing at it with my friends, and it was fun. And then like random people that I don't know started sharing, and like within an hour, I don't know how, but almost every TV channel or TV program and newspaper in Israel knew my phone for some reason. And then the phone didn't stop ringing, like, for hours.
Overwhelmed by the attention, Abulhawa decided to do just one television interview.
Zizo Shalom.
Shalom, guy.
Here, he's being interviewed by Israel's Channel 10. The host says, listen, we're laughing about this now, but I'm sure you felt bad at the time. It's not fun when you think you've built this bubble and this good life and someone can pop it, Abulhawa replies in near perfect Hebrew. But what can I do but laugh about it? There's nothing typical about Abulhawa. He was born in Spain to a Palestinian father from East Jerusalem and a Palestinian mother who was born a refugee in Syria. When he was 9 years old, just after the signing of the Oslo Peace Accords, Abulhawa's family returned to East Jerusalem. When he was 19 years old, Abulhawa moved to Tel Aviv. He now works at an insurance company and lives in a predominantly Jewish area, and he lives as an openly gay man. Earlier this year, he married his Jewish-Israeli boyfriend, though it's unofficial, as there's no same-sex or interfaith marriage performed in Israel. It's possible that Abulhawa's neighbor never would have known there was a Palestinian living in the building, except that 2 years ago, Abulhawa put his distinctly Arab name on his mailbox. Before that, he says, the mailman didn't even deliver his mail.
Probably the mail poster don't think there's an Arab living in this building as well, so.
It's not that common for Palestinians and Jews to live in the same building in Israel. Most of the population lives in separate communities, despite the fact that around 20% of the country's citizens are Palestinian. Abulhawa says this wasn't the first time he's faced discrimination or racial profiling in Israel.
Of course, in airports, I always get the Arab treatment, like you're a terrorist until you prove otherwise.
Abulhawa says that Jewish Israelis often don't realize he's Palestinian.
People keep saying, like, you don't look like an Arab, like it's a compliment.
But the note was probably the most personal attack he's had. The neighbor, who didn't give a name, called for a meeting on October 15th to discuss the situation and decide what can be done. Abulhawa says in this case, his neighbors and other Jewish Israelis came to his defense. On October 15th, hundreds of people, alerted by Facebook, showed up at a rally in his name in a square nearby. Meanwhile, the room in his building where the meeting was supposed to take place was locked. So far, there's been no attempt to reschedule it, and no word from the anonymous neighbor. Abulhawa says he still can't get over all the attention his selfie is generating online and in the media.
People are dying in the streets. That's the only thing that you have to put on TV.
For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard, Tel Aviv.